When you believe anything that constructs an excuse, we are threatened today because the excuse is the university knows. Your belief allows their most extreme experimentation to go on. Without truth, investigation, or examination of what it means for them to be wrong, regardless of your belief, the reality of extreme experimentation has consequences. Among them are life and death for our world. Mutilation of nature, the end of life as we know it, loss of everything we value. That is what is at stake. The university choose to play with extreme energy. They choose to mutilate life into chaos, as is their religion, evolution. That is an arrogance so delusional it is beyond human description, forming satanic, for lack of a better word. Consequently, the university has then become a cult, and you will stop them, or you are its follower. Because only a cult can conceive of gambling with our entire world, with every living thing. That means life or death for our world will be decided by the outcome of their sun theory, or you will stop them. That means the consequence of allowing geneticists and others to deliberately mutilate life is biological collapse, horrifying pandemics, the end of life and nature as created. That means the continuing destruction of food, water, resource, mass extinction, and more than you can imagine, as is going on, will make our lives impossible. Opening the door to war, cannibalism, and every horror possible. That means we, the people of this world, cannot allow this cult of university knows to destroy our world. The same purpose and work you will stop this too must be done against those who mutilate biology, making it absolutely clear no more of this either. Life is not a game or a toy for men or women to play with. You will stop them or we will die, because that is our current reality. You will stop them by taking away their tools, invading government with law, stopping all utilities and help for every worker that does this, confronting every leader participating in that experimentation, and you will refuse taxation until constitutional law presides. You will establish legal protests, we have rights, and provide blockades to any and all such work, stopping everything they need, such as electricity, supplies, etc., until a moratorium is established, so that we will decide in court, as we the people. You will use the Constitution and courtrooms to prove no more gambling with life. We will not stand for it. You will use redress of grievances to prove we own this nation and create truth in democracy itself. You will assist all others in their methods of making it absolutely clear life must come first. That is the price of stopping these experiments. Pandemics form most often when species boundaries are crossed. From a variety of artificial life sites already years past, quote, scientists have begun blurring the lines between human and animal by producing chimeras, a hybrid creature that's part human, part animal. They've been fusing human cells with rabbit eggs. For years, scientists have added human genes to bacteria and farm animals. Not only life as we know it, but also life as it might be is their plan. Synthetic biology, including synthetic organisms, biological engineering, artificial chemistry, origin of life, paleogenics, cloning, using first human embryos, and quote, we created an organism with man-made DNA. It's worth more than $1 trillion. It's pretty stunning when you just replace the DNA and in a short while all the characteristics of the first species disappear and a new species emerges. That means cheaper and widely accessible tools to build bioweapons, virulent pathogens, artificial organisms that could pose grave threats to people on the planet. The danger is not just bioterror, but bioerror sequenced and stored in digital form that will move instantaneously across the world globe and be resurrected in labs thousands of miles away. We cannot put nature back together. Dead is dead, mutilated is gone. Only fools playing God gamble with everything needed to survive as life. That is a cult, at least. Failure is consistent with planetary death approaches from all sides, including the rise of human population over death at a rate of more than 2 million mouths to feed per week. The stated agricultural lands of nations is roughly 7 billion acres. Our human population is recorded currently as 7.2 billion people. At 1 pound of food a day per person, that is over 7.2 billion pounds per day of living organisms that are needed to keep humanity itself alive. The oceans, including the final resting place for regeneration of fishing stocks, which is the Arctic Ocean, are being pummeled. We need, as humanity, from 1 pound of food a day to consume in 365 days a year 2,628,000,000,000,000 pounds of living organisms, or 1.34314 trillion American tons per year, not including the waste that we have, with 2 million more mouths to feed each week, adding in to our future. Water resources are soon going to collapse. A majority of humanity does depend upon aquifers, and they will soon be empty. War is inevitable because of this. Weapons of mass destruction will be used, all of it the result of greed. I want more. Only dramatic change, as in only choices made for life, comes first. With careful thought and acceptance of truth must decide, or will give us a chance. Not want, as in the reality you worship. Rather, we must be friends. That alone can give us a chance. If not, we will be enemies. Money, etc., as is the foundation of male domination, will become irrelevant because the game is dead. There isn't a whole lot more. There are too many people to play a game. Noah's flood is another common ridicule of a university diploma, but all the evidence proves it did occur. The most critical and without dispute, the real fact, real evidence of fossil fuels, all agree this is the result of plant or coal and creatures, oil and gas, being buried in the same place at the same time in great quantities exist as oil and gas. Many other are under thousands of feet of soil and ocean. No possible method of this occurring exists without that flood. Contrary to the Bible thumpers, this proves a vast amount of life existed prior to that flood. Or more simply, look again and open your mind.